B-Pod Studios.
The sports Tusher.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
I didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
I'm going to kill Dan. Cal, what am I doing?
First time?
Uh-huh. You?
Six.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And you know, Seth MacFarlane had Tom Brady, and he's from around here, and Mark Wahlberg starred in the movie Ted. Two New England guys, and they have Tom Brady. Hey, look, it's Tom Brady's greatest. And then you got all these other guys from Boston. Ah, Tom Brady, yeah. But then buying his time for 20 years, a creator named Greenberg, who is a Jets fan, buys his time, then casts Brady in a role that he knows will implode the organization. The rebuke. The reckoning has come.
I mean, that was one of the theories that was thrown out there this weekend, Fred.
Well, he said as much. He said, I couldn't believe Brady was doing it.
Okay, so...
And the excuses from the media are fantastic.
I don't get shocked by a lot of things. But when I woke up Saturday morning and I saw that clip of Tom Brady on the new Paul Rudd show, Living With Yourself, walking out of a strip mall Asian spa called the Top Happy Spa and like smile and go into a limo, I went, you have got
it. Was a green screen.
Kidding
you
me.
Didn't see the show. It's not okay. Really a spa.
I know.
So, you didn't see it. It was a green screen.
That was the
and
best.
Then, and then Giardi's got it. Was a green screen.
Okay.
We know that. It was written 4 years ago.
I mean, okay. So that immediately when that came out, it was like, guys, it was filmed 2 years ago.
It was created 4 years ago.
Which, of course, it was not.
It was a green screen.
Have you watched the show? It's not a spa. You go in there to get cloned. It's not a spa at all.
And he was saying that he had been 6 genetic treatments.
So,
you don't even know what it's about.
Okay, so after that happened, there were a million questions. So what I did first...
After that happened, there was easily 5 articles quoting the producer saying, I can't believe he agreed to do it.
Okay, so that is the guy, Tim... What was his name?
Greenberg. Okay. Get to know it.
In which we've reached out to him as well.
Jets fan.
And so he's talking about the making of this, and he said, we were talking about why Miles, the main character, would do this. Why would he agree to hand over $50,000 to get cloned? He said, maybe. Then we had the idea, maybe he sees a sports star walking out. And he said, during this waiting period, and they asked Tom Brady, and Brady was apparently all in on this. And he said, this was a couple years ago. During this waiting period, news also broke that the team convinced they were going to lose Brady. In 2018, Robert Kraft was charged with, you know, and then
2019
says,
he was charged.
It says,
he says 2018, yeah, again, another flaw.
That's right. It says 2018.
Another flaw
article.
In his story.
You're absolutely right. And he said, Greenberg said, all right, we're all right. This is clearly not going to happen now. In the end, it did. After the Patriots won, Greenberg, Rudd, and the crew headed up to Boston to shoot the cameo in a parking lot. Paul and I were talking about football with him for a good hour, Greenberg says. It was really super cool. And again, I'm a Jets fan, so I had mixed feelings, but he's also the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
Greenberg still doesn't know why the GOAT agreed to do his show, and he's fine with never knowing. Quote, I'm writing something else now about somebody who's getting trapped in a world where suddenly everything goes too well, and this was like that, he said about getting Tom Brady to do it. Like, something is really wrong here. This can't be real. So, okay. He said that he can't believe that he went along with it, blah, 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 blah. However, we did learn that this was filmed in Boston, but there was a green screen at the filming of it. And to that, I say there is a chance that Tom Brady had no idea it was going to be an Asian spa he was walking
except
out of.
For what you just heard.
Except for what the producer is saying.
The creator
why
of the
would
show.
Why would you bring a green screen... If you know, see, to me, it sounds like he signed up that he was walking out of a clinic.
He just said he couldn't believe he was going to do it. He said he couldn't believe, based on what happened to Robert Kraft, that he was going to do it.
Okay.
Tom Brady, of course, knew.
Why was there a green screen there?
Because they didn't want to fly him out to the place where they had to do it in Boston.
Yes, and they were in Boston. Like, everyone was in Boston. Rudd was in Boston.
Yes, because he's in the scene.
Yes.
But they did. That's the show wasn't shot in Boston.
Yes, it was. That scene was shot
in
Boston.
Yes, but the show wasn't.
What does that matter?
They couldn't fly him down to the area.
Fly who?
Brady.
No, Brady was there filming the scene in Boston.
On the green screen. Production of the show is not in Boston.
That strip mall is in Boston. That scene is in Boston.
The strip mall where they shoot it is in Boston?
The strip mall is in Boston.
Well, he wanted to do it on green screen, I guess.
I think the reason they put a green screen there was because Tom Brady signed up for a scene where he was going to walk out in a clinic, like where he was cloned. It was sold as a clinic. In the script, it was a clinic. But I think after the Robert Kraft thing happened, the producers are like, how funny would it be if you walked out of an Asian spa?
He just said he couldn't believe Tom agreed to do it based on what happened to Kraft. Tom Brady knew what was going on. It's there in print. You just read it.
Okay, that is the producer saying that.
So the producer's lying?
So you don't think that the producer, in order to get a bigger pop and people talking about it, wouldn't have made a change after the Robert Kraft thing happened?
No.
You wouldn't put it past him?
Not without the knowledge of Brady, no. Because the whole show, that's the whole thing.
No, the whole thing is that he comes out of a clinic where he's cloned.
No, but
the fact that it's an Asian spa doesn't change the plot.
The Asian spa was the plot, though. It was supposed to be an Asian spa the whole time. That's how it was written. It's written, all Paul Rudd scenes are at this Asian spa.
Okay, and you don't think that they changed this up?
No, oh, please.
The top happy
You've
spa.
You've lived here too long.
Why have a green screen? Then why have a green screen?
I don't know. He didn't want to go out to the thing. They could shoot
it. They were all
screen.
There. They were all there. Why have a green screen?
I don't know. Why do they? I don't know. What, to pull one over on Tom Brady? Oh, please.
I wouldn't put it past.
Oh, please.
So here's Tom Brady.
And everyone love on Rich.
And by the way, it's not love on. Dude, I was completely shocked. He knew.
I don't even think it's that big of a deal, but yes, he knew. The producer just says it. Why would the producer lie?
Because he's got people talking about it, and it's a great joke. That's why.
Well, there's no way Tom Brady didn't know about it. He said it himself.
Well, he says he didn't know about it.
Yeah, Tom Brady says he didn't know about it. The producer
you're just going with the producer's word over Tom Brady's.
Of course. Tom Brady probably didn't think it was going to have this kind of reaction, and now he's flipping out.
Well, let's take a listen to what Tom Brady had, because there was one question that they did not ask. It was all you needed to ask to clear this up. There's one question. And by the way, listen to these people like quivering in their boots asking Tom Brady questions. Here's the first one about it.
Some of these guys might want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter. Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face, what were you thinking?
That's not what that was about. I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself, which has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate. It was meant to be something different than that. So the fact that it's a distraction or you're bringing it up is not something I want to be talking about.
By the way, I don't care whether he knew or not. That's disingenuous.
It's in New York.
There's a video of you
principal
walking
photography out. Is in New York. The living with yourself is shot in New York.
That scene was not.
No, it was on a green screen in Boston because they didn't want him to go down to New York. You just said the whole production shot in New York.
That scene, that shopping center is in Boston.
Okay, they shot it in New York. I'm reading it on the Wick right now.
What do you
now.
Want me to tell you? That shopping center's in Boston.
Fine, but they shot the whole thing in
the rest of the show, yes, but they flew here to film that scene.
But he was in front of a green screen in a studio.
In that shopping center.
Yeah, they put up the green screen in the shopping center. That particular shot.
I don't see why you don't understand
here.
That. Yes, that was
principal photography
here.
Is in New York, but Rudd flew up here, the producer flew up here, they filmed it here.
For Tom Brady's green screen.
And they filmed the scene in that shopping center. That shopping center exists here
yes,
in Boston.
They put up the green
I don't
screen
see what you don't
in
understand.
The shopping center. I think Rich is right about this.
No, they did put the green screen up.
In the shopping center. The scene was filmed here. The whole scene was filmed here.
Paul Rudd in the car.
Yes. He was here. There's a picture of the two of them together, and the shopping center is in the background. So here's the follow-up.
It's not just me. I mean, the USA Today, which pretty mainstream, says Patriots QB Tom Brady spoofs Robert Kraft with a cameo at massage parlor. So, I mean, it's not just me.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, you know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this and I understand the background of it, and I understand the context. Yes, I have.
I've seen the context. And that's what it was about.
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? That's what we try to do. If you shot it in the last year, though, wouldn't you know that it might be construed that way?
No, it was shot on a green screen. It was agreed to a year ago. It was written 4 years ago. And I think, again, it's unfortunate that, you know, people would choose to think I would ever do something like that about Mr. Kraft. Or I think that's a very... Just a very bad assessment of my relationship with him. I would never do that.
There's only one question that needs to be asked. Only one. And that was, were you aware that you were going to be walking out of something that looked like an Asian spa?
Well, that's it. The producer says he was. The creator of the film
says he
knew.
And Tom says he wasn't.
I didn't hear him say he didn't know that.
Well, Tom says that he was that it was a green screen and he didn't know.
Taken out of context.
No, he's saying it's taken out of context based on what it is in the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and nobody asked.
And no one asked.
Now, the producer and creator
said that Tom knew.
See, my whole thing is if he knew that it was Asian spa, I don't care what the plot is. You say I'm not doing it.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Well, it's funny as hell. But I mean, if you're Tom Brady and you truly respect your relationship with Robert Kraft, you can't do that.
And he's extremely image conscious. And if you're Brady, why wouldn't you ask?
And the only reason...
What are you going to put on this green screen as I walk out?
And the only reason before the green screen thing happened that I thought that he might have agreed to it was because up to this point, he's been liking all those Antonio Brown posts. And Antonio Brown is a guy who put out that tweet about Robert Kraft going to the massage parlors. And I'm like, you don't do that to somebody that you respect. You don't say, I support somebody who completely tried to embarrass one of my good friends. So that's why I originally thought, wow, maybe it's in him. But now that the green screen thing has come out, I honestly think that they tried to pull one on Tom Brady. And the script was that he comes out of a clinic, maybe even like some sort of spa, but not the top happy Asian spa, which looks almost exactly like the one that Robert Kraft was in.
I never heard Tom deny that he knew about it, and they...
Nobody asked him specifically.
Right.
That's the one question he needs to be asked.
If you didn't know, wouldn't you say, I had no idea that was going to be what it was, and I'm pissed off.
See, that's what he should have said.
Right, but it's not true, so he didn't say it.
He said it was a green screen.
Which means
that he had no idea what it was.
Why wouldn't you ask?
Why would the producer lie?
Those people are standing in front. First of all, they asked three football questions before they asked that one.
I know.
I mean, what are they doing?
I don't know.
And this one guy who really had no good follow-up questions.
I cannot believe you don't think he knew that. That is fascinating. Considering there is the only evidence we have is that he knew.
And that scene is so funny.
It's great.
I mean, it is like, it's...
Yes, it's fantastic. He comes out of a rub and tug and gets into a limo. And he says he's been there six times. Yes.
Which, of course, is not the plot of it. I understand that.
I understand. Listen, I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's funny. In fact, I forgot about it. But I just think it was funny. Everyone was scrambling
for an explanation.
The explanation has been made.
I just think that if you weren't trying to pull one off and sneak one past the goalie with Tom Brady, why did you have a green screen?
Maybe he demanded it. Maybe he said, this is where I'm going to be. You got 5 minutes. I don't know.
They have the set right there.
I don't know. It looked like they were indoors when they filmed it with him, but I don't know. Jack, go ahead.
Boys, let it go.
Jack, what do you want to talk about? The old pigskin? You want to talk about the old pigskin?
No, Jack. Rich is defending your guy.
Not defending
him. Let Rich defend your guy.
Hey, listen, if Tom Brady wants to have some fun, let him have some fun.
I agree.
He should beat the dead horse.
I agree. He should have some fun. I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it's funny.
Horse.
That's right.
Really?
This is actually kind of a funny. Someone says, is it possible that Brady is just dumb/naive enough that he didn't see the obvious connection to Kraft?
That's far more believable than him not knowing.
See, I think, after the green screen, there's no other reason to have the green screen there. None.
Okay. The producer said he knew. And then Tom Brady doesn't deny that he knew. So there you go.
Well, I mean, he essentially does. But nobody asked the right question.
He didn't deny that he knew. He said that it wasn't taken in context.
I think they told him he's coming out of a clinic.
Okay. All right, Rich. Well, you can think that when there is no evidence that that's true.
Then why the green screen?
I don't know, Rich. I don't make movies. I don't know why they did a green screen. I don't know. Maybe it made the shot look better. I don't know. I don't know why they did it. I certainly don't think they tried to pull one over on Tom Brady. All right. Kyrie Irving spoke. And when he speaks, it's not, this isn't Ray Lewis or anything. This is just a jumble of jam. This is just word stew. And Kyrie Irving talked about the situation in China as only Kyrie Irving can.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich will move on, but it is a fact that Tom Brady hates Robert Kraft. But what happened is there's this show called
Living With Yourself.
Living With Yourself. And Tom
it's pretty
Brady.
Good, by the way. Have you watched any of it?
No, I'm not.
It's not bad.
It's too much Paul Rudd. One's enough. Two's just got me all a tither.
Paul Rudd's delightful.
I probably only last 5 minutes watching it, but before I was satisfied. The thing is that there's a scene where Tom Brady comes out of a rub-and-tug place that looks almost exactly like where Robert Kraft was charged with, again, the old massageroo. And then he gets into a limo. Now, that was shot at a green screen, but now my dumb brain finally understands it, is that there was a green screen at the shopping complex.
Yes.
Where it was shot. So that, I guess that's just a filmmaker's decision. The filmmakers come out and said, I can't believe Tom agreed to do it. Rich believes Tom was duped into doing it, that he had no prior knowledge to it being a massage parlor, even though the creator has come out and said, indeed he did, and that he couldn't believe that he would agree to the scene. Now, Paul Rudd is a Chiefs fan, if you must know. Mm. Mike, you worked on the production.
Yes.
Was Tom Brady duped?
No, he was not duped. Basically, what happened, it was purely for budgetary and logistical reasons, the green screen. Basically, if you remember, that stuff with Kraft happened. It was filmed over a year ago. It was before Kraft. So Brady knew it was like a rub-and-tug scene. But this was long before the crafting ever came to
light. Hang on. You're contradicting everybody. All the reports are that this was filmed after all the craft stuff.
No, it was like over a year ago.
Okay, where was it filmed?
In Boston.
Where?
I believe near the Theater District.
I believe. Were you there or not?
Yes.
Okay, then where was it?
It was.
Where was it filmed?
It was near the Theater District. I can't remember exactly where.
That's not near the Theater District. There's no strip mall at the Theater District. That's in the middle of Boston.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
Yeah, that's
I mean, if you're going
on.
To like,
lie, you got to work on it before you actually start speaking.
Like you're going to the heart
where
of the city.
Where was the strip mall? Downtown Boston.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, you could have gone anywhere.
The Theater District.
You could have thrown a dart at a map. Honest
plenty of God. Parking.
We could
those
poke
theater
a hole
district
in it within 15 seconds. Probably not a good lie.
Right. But I mean, the green screen's got to be for some producing thing that I don't understand. All
it's
right.
To trick them is to change the name of the place.
Bob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Fred, you said you have not watched one episode of the show, right?
I know what the context is that it's not actually an Asian massage parlor. The context is that it's a place where you get your DNA checked or something like that.
Right, but I watch the show and I actually like it. My wife and I watched four episodes in a row, but there are no women in the spa. Not one.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Now, this is one thing I'll defend Fred on. If he knew it was an Asian spa that he was walking out of, you still don't do it if you're him.
I think
I don't
do
care
it.
What the plot is. Now, it was hysterical that he did it. Don't get me wrong.
And by the way, I don't think this is that big a deal. The thing that I think is funny is that...
Hang on. If he knew it was an Asian spa, it's a huge deal.
Okay, all right. Yes. We disagree on that. The funniest thing to me is people acting like he didn't know.
Well, you see, I think there's a chance that he might not have known. They told him it was a clinic.
I think he knew, and I think this is a very big deal.
Okay,
very big deal.
I do a show and not read a script. If you're Tom Brady,
exactly.
Because the script, why would the guy who created the show lie?
You know what the show's about.
Because he's Tom Brady, they asked him to do a cameo. They said, you're going to be coming out of a clinic that clones people to be genetically perfect, and he said yes.
Then why would the guy say he told Brady what the scene was, and he couldn't believe he said yes?
Because he wants people to watch this show.
Okay, so...
And he has not responded since Tom Brady's talked, by the way.
Because he's probably like, oh, wow, well, this took off a lot more than I thought it would. By the way, Brady should sue him then.
I agree. I mean,
the idea that you don't think that Brady knew is fascinating to me.
That he knew it was an Asian spa? Yes. The green screen makes me think that there could have been shenanigans. But why would you have that?
Because budgetary stuff, like they said, or I don't know, we don't make movies. Maybe it made it 10 times easier.
I have seen so many films filmed down in Boston. I don't see green screens on the set.
All right. Well, this is a Netflix show. I don't know what their budget was. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Well, knowing Netflix, probably $5 billion. But I don't know how they make movies. I don't know anything about why there's green screens.
That was the only question they need to ask. Did you know you were walking out of a place that was going to look like an Asian spa? And if that's the case, then that's pretty wild.
I can't believe you think the guy's lying, the creator of the show. Christy, go ahead.
All I'm saying is that. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey.
They could shoot him on a green screen because he couldn't fly to Los Angeles.
Oh, Jesus. We've gone over this. They flew here. They filmed the scene here.
Yes, they did, but that was for his convenience, because the rest of the show was not set. See, now I finally got it in my brain. The rest of the stuff was not filmed in Boston.
Yes,
they flew up specifically
for
specifically to cater to him.
Yes,
right. So that's why that was
at
shot
a
in Boston.
Strip mall downtown.
Yes,
in the theater district.
Yes. In the theater district. Right. All right. Well, listen, Rich, you can believe that he didn't know. I think you're crazy for that. I still love you.
I think there's a chance.
Okay.
I don't think
there's a chance in hell he didn't know.
What kind of percentage? If there's a chance, what percentage chance?
You know what? I think a pretty good one. I think that they told him it was going to be like a clinic he was walking out of. Mm. And then I believe, because if I'm
Who's
the producer,
the guy from
I'm
Barstool
thinking the same
who
thing.
Who does our show that we like?
Jerry Karabas.
No, the other guy.
Oh, Horton. Or Thornton. Jerry Thornton.
Jerry Thornton. Rich. Write an article about how much Rich is the best.
Dude, I was killing Tom Brady before I saw that green screen thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that sounds to me that they were like, this is an opportunity for a great joke. I know Tom Brady will never do it, so let's film it in front of a green screen and let's change it to the top happy spa.
Well, you have officially become a Patriots fan.
I don't think that's the case. I'm just a realist. I'm taking evidence here, buddy.
You have no evidence. The only evidence that there is that would be in a court of law is the word of the guy who created the show and
shot
the
scene. I'm the biggest Patriots fan in the room, and
I don't know about
Brady
that
knew.
Anymore. Your stance on this issue makes me think otherwise.
Oh, is that right? I've been knocked off my perch.
But listen, I think, am I talking to the guy with the Sam right. Darnold tattoo on his back over here? I mean, aren't we talking to the biggest Jets fan in the world?
I don't want people to know that I have that. That's why I have a lot of back hair. Yes, me and Greenberg, I talked to him. I said, let's pull a fast one on Brady.
By the way, stop with this was filmed before Robert Kraft.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. It wasn't. I don't know where people are getting this.
Google it. If you choose to believe Rich, that's fine. But the only thing is the guy said it. I think it's funny. And I don't think it's that big a deal.
Okay, if he did it knowing it was an Asian spa, it's a huge deal, dude. Are you out of your mind?
I think it's funny.
It's a massive deal.
Are you out of your mind?
Maybe.
Because they brought that story back out, the most embarrassing thing that he's trying to keep away. Matter of fact, there's not many more things you could do to disrespect Robert Kraft than that.
Maybe
if set
fire to Air Force Ones. Or just make fun of his doo-wop group.
Make fun of his shoes.
His doo-wop group.
Or chuck a hot dog at him.
Without slicing it.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know if we should talk about this or not. There's full phone lines.
I mean,
I don't. Rich doesn't. But there's not more to it.
Okay,
Rich. Rich doesn't think it.
Tell everyone.
And I knew.
Tell everyone on the phone. We know when it was filmed. All right. Don't tell us it was filmed years ago. It was not filmed in downtown Boston, the theater district.
We also
make sure these people aren't dumb. Is what I'm trying to say.
And also, we know that it's not on the show. It's not an Asian spa.
And we know it's about cloning.
Yes.
These are things we all.
The only debate is that we're having in this room is if.
Is whether
Tom Brady
or not
knew.
The filmmakers duped him.
And the filmmakers have said that Tom Brady agreed to it, and they couldn't believe that he agreed to it.
He may have agreed to doing a scene walking out of a clinic.
Yeah, but then why would he say,
but
I can't believe it?
But not the top happy spa.
But then why would they say they couldn't
because
believe he would do
it? Because he's trying to get people to watch his show.
I don't know. I don't think that that's the way business is done. I don't think you ask a guy 4 years ago for a cameo.
Somebody said they use a green screen because it's easier to crop out the Wang Center from behind the strip mall.
That's true. That was not That's a good, good. That was not a good location for a strip mall.
That was really good.
All right. I don't know. I don't know how much more there is to talk about. There's not even worth taking phone calls unless someone was there.
Yeah. Unless somebody was there, knows some inside stuff.
Or wants to
yell at me or Fred.
No, I don't. There's nothing to yell at me about. You can't yell at me.
It's an obvious Jets fan bias.
I can't.
You guys stick together.
You can't yell at me. What is there to yell at me about? The only thing is that the guy said he told Brady and he couldn't believe Brady agreed to it.
What is there to yell at you about? It's a Monday.
And you immediately believe the Jets fan.
And I immediately believe the guy who made the show. Yeah, my bad. My bad. And Brady's liking everything that Antonio Brown does and all this stuff.
Well, that's my first thing when I was like, well, he did this. Like when it first happened,
of course
he did this.
He knew he was doing it. Of course. I think it's funny. I'm proud of him.
Oh, I mean, if it was real and he knew about it.
Yes.
You want to talk about the nuts on this guy.
I'm proud of him.
I mean.
Yeah, he said you can't take a joke.
Like giving zero F.
I don't even know how this makes me anti-Patriots. I think it's funny. Good for Brady. He made a little joke. Maybe he told Kraft he was going to do it. The only thing that he did was act all pissy with the media where I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? You don't understand why someone would ask you that question. And you know what, Rich? The fact that he got that angry. When you get really angry when someone asks you something, it's usually because what? You feel trapped in a corner.
Or they're just wrong.
But they weren't wrong.
Who?
The media asking them about it.
No. I was pissed at them for not asking the right questions.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They asked the worst
Yeah, but
questions.
Him getting so pissy about it, like and just going, oh, the media is blowing this thing up.
Hang on. Here's the other thing. When were those charges? When did we find out about the Kraft thing?
I don't know. All I know is that the guy who made the show said he told him and he couldn't believe that he agreed to do it. That's all. All right. Unless you were there, no phone calls. All right. So here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub app. Boston's home for sports. Let's go! Sports Hub.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 7:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the 25th anniversary edition of Comics Come Home. Hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, and more. That's coming to the TD Garden on November 9th. Tickets are still available through Ticketmaster.com. All right, Kyrie Irving. A lot of people nationally have been waiting for this. Kyrie Irving is a man who believes not only is he hyper-intelligent, that he has a way of looking at the world that is so profound, it's almost indecipherable. And
he's a fake intellect. Like, yes. He's one of those guys that, you know, Rondo, people say he's extremely smart. I believe that. Like, when he talks and, you know, and he's also, you know, got a great basketball. I think that Kyrie Irving is one of these people that compensates by trying to quote philosophy, whole thing with the flat earth, we should question our own beliefs.
Yeah, it's called...
That's like faux intelligence.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in sports that have that. It's called you've never been told no.
Maybe that is the case.
I take it he went to some prep school like once they figured out how good he was, and I'm sure that they just said, hey, come to the prep school, A+ on everything. And then he went to Duke, where I'm sure he had to go to class, and Krzyzewski, you know, makes him... carries books around for 1 year, considering there's no ramifications to not getting good grades if you're at school for 1 year. They're not going to kick you out. So here is Kyrie Irving, and people nationally were waiting for this.
Well, because he ducked it the first time.
Yes.
Matter of fact, the first chance
that and also he's real dumb.
Well, and he's in the New York media now. So he's playing for Brooklyn. There's the Post. There's all these different papers there that, you know, demand quotes. And on the very first day that he was going to be able to talk about China, he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to skip my media obligations. And so, of course, everyone's like, all right.
Well, then he had to learn about it. He took the time to study it. And I guess he's like super, he has like these deep feelings of how he, I don't know, reacts to the world and stuff. But
he got saved in China because of the NBA blackout. I'm sure he wanted to talk, but remember, the NBA canceled all media availability while he was over there.
Well, he also had a broken face, which Rondo once again smashed him in the face, which I thought was...
I respect Rondo because he doesn't talk.
He took a vow of silence, actually, Kyrie Irving, as he studied with monks. All right, here we go. Here is Kyrie Irving on his feelings on what's happening with China and the NBA.
Tonight, some of the protesters that were here were talking about one of those four values, which was freedom. Did you take notice of that?
Okay, so he has these four pillars of his life that he believes in. And I guess one of the pillars is freedom. But it's a big thing with him is he has four pillars of his life, okay? Mm-hmm. And freedom apparently is one of them.
Okay.
To put this in some sort of context. So, because this will be repeated throughout the clip.
Tonight, some of the protesters that were here were talking about one of those four values, which was freedom. Did you take notice of that? And what do you think of that kind of coming back to the United States, having that still be an issue, people still talking about it, and coming to your games with signs and chants and all of that?
Well, I think that, you know, when you think about communities across the world, I think that a lot of people would stand for world peace. You know, government gets involved, it impacts different communities in different ways. And the reality is that as individuals, it's our job to stand up for what we believe in. Now, I understand Hong Kong and China is dealing with their issues respectfully, respectively. But there's enough oppression and stuff going on in America for me not to be involved in the community issues here as well. And that's one of those four pillars that goes in terms of the black community, colored people here still in America. Like, we're still fighting for everyday freedom, so... You know, when I think about Hong Kong and China, like, the people are in an uproar. And, you know, for us as Americans to comment on it, or us as African-Americans or American Indians to comment on that, you know, you're connected nonetheless, you know, especially when it impacts freedoms or world peace, like I said. So, you know, for me, as an individual, I stand up for those four pillars. And when they're being conflicted, I can understand why protesters come to the game. America was built on protesting, I mean, built on slavery, and let alone, but things happen all across the world, and we're just taking notice, and social media puts it right in front of everyone's faces. And, you know, if you're not thinking with a selfless attitude, then you can come out and kind of get yourself caught up in a few things politically that really impact a certain group of people in an area of the world. So I speak objectively, but also subjectively in terms of how I feel about the pillars that I stand by as a man. So.
Judging by your T-shirt, it seems like those political values are important to you.
It's just me as a human being and as a soul here, you know, learning about my history, knowing about traditions and government all across the world, global crises, the crises that have happened all the time. So, you know, you just want world peace for people.
Yes. Jesus. Listening to it objectively and subjectively,
wow.
I can tell you that there are four pillars, and if you ask Native Americans and Black Americans what's going on, they will say that it's one of the pillars that I believe in, subjectively and objectively. Yeah, and then what's the guy with the T-shirt thing?
He's got something written on his T-shirt, apparently, while he's talking to
him. Well, he's like the Kurt Schilling of T-shirts. Instead of memes, he uses T-shirts.
He uses T-shirts.
All right, I can read you.
I see. Your shirt, sir, says friends. So you stand for friends.
It matches the tattoo on your forearm, I see.
The four pillars, by the way. Inner peace, freedom, equality, and world peace.
I'm going to read you something because it didn't come out as dumb as it should. You know, for me, as an individual, I stand up for those four pillars. When they're being conflicted, I can understand why protesters come to the game. America was built on protesting, built on slavery, let alone. But things happen all over the world.
But things do happen all over the world.
They do.
He makes a great point.
Let alone.
Have you noticed that all over the world, things are happening?
Every day, things are happening. I mean, restaurants are opening and closing.
Well, turn on the news. Look.
Something's happening. Let alone.
There's some Asian happenings. Hey, look. Antarctic happening.
And you know, with these protests, social media puts it right there in front of our eyes. Just like Tiananmen Square. I first found out about that on Instagram. Like the Democratic convention riots in Chicago in 68. That popped up right on my Facebook account.
Oh, I don't miss him at all.
No, he's the worst. Oh.
Good luck, New York. He's all yours.
Oh, he's perfect. It's the perfect market for him.
I can't
the
wait.
The perfect keep him. Oh, just, I mean, this is, there's really no better place for him to be in a place where he has to answer questions all the time. And he's going to have his own Brooksy. He's going to have his own guy who's just going to drive him crazy every single night because they don't
one?
Care.
I mean, New York media, after hacking their way through that, and we haven't even started the season yet.
Hang on.
When Brooklyn starts like 10 and 15.
Here's another quote. So you know, because it's hard to get everything with him saying
yes.
It. So you know, when I think about Hong Kong and China, the people are in an uproar. And you know, for us Americans to comment on it, whether it's African Americans or American Indians, to comment on that, you know, you're connected nonetheless.
Somebody said, sweet Lord, that was 5 minutes of oatmeal blabber.
Jeez. I can't... The people are in an uproar, you know, for us as Americans to comment on it, whether it's African Americans or American Indians, to comment on that, you know, you're connected nonetheless. Especially when it impacts freedoms or world peace, like I said. You know, for me as an individual, I stand up for those four pillars. When they're being conflicted, I can understand why protesters come to the game. America was built on protesting, built on slavery, let alone. But things happen all across the world. And we're just taking notice, and social media puts it right in front of everyone's faces. And if you're not thinking with a selfless attitude, then you can come out and kind of get yourself caught up in a few things politically that really impact a certain group of people in an area of the world. So I speak objectively, but some also subjectively, in terms of how I feel about the pillars that I stand by as a man.
And to that he said,
5-15-75.
Ray Lewis is like, I don't know what you don't understand about that. Please, I live my life on... four pillars. They're very soft. They're made of down. I got down pillars.
I don't think that's...
Every time I lay in bed, I got four pillars around me.
That's not really what he meant by pillars, I don't believe.
One of them, sometimes I wake up, I think it's my girlfriend. It's my favorite pillar.
It's your favorite pillar, yes.
Yeah. It's got Superman on it.
It's not your favorite pillar. You put your head in a pillar.
Yeah, right. Four pillar. Ray, how do you sleep? I say with four pillars.
Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Yes. Let alone.
So is it Kyrie sounds like how I used to sound when I would write college papers to fill space and sound smart at the same time.
The people are in uproar, you know, for us as Americans to comment on it, whether it's African Americans or American Indians, to comment on that, you know, you're connected nonetheless. Especially numbers.
All right. So he said, once just a reporter shoot back. What the hell are you talking
about? Yes, I know. I don't know why no one does that. Just go, what are you talking about? Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to 25th anniversary edition of Comics Come Home, hosted by Dennis Leary and featuring Pete Holmes, John Mulaney, Bill Burr, and more. Coming to the TD Garden November 9th. Limited tickets still available through Ticketmaster.com.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Merriweather is going to join us at 8 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as...
We're talking about one of those four values, which was freedom. Did you take notice of that, and what do you think of that kind of coming back to the United States, having that still be an issue, people still talking about it, and coming to your games with signs and chants and all of that?
Well, I think that
when you think about communities across the world, I think that a lot of people would stand
and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Miss South Carolina was good looking.
I mean, that was a Miss South Carolina answer that Kyrie Irving gave.
Yes. That is Billy Madison right there. Yeah. That is, we are all dumber for having heard that. There's no question about it. Well, Brandon Merriweather is going to be joining us. We can get his take on the Tom Brady situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he believes Tom Brady would knowingly put himself in a situation where he was over there coming out of one of them Asian spas, where the likes of which that Robert Kraft was walking out of when he was accused of soliciting prostitution. But I am friends with, as I investigate this matter further, I am friends with Joe Murray on Facebook. And it's like he's throwing it in my face, these pictures from his house yesterday.
Well, you weren't invited to Murrayfest 2019?
Rich was invited, could not go. But Bird and Nick were invited and went. Meanwhile, Lockhart, Dan and I, and Wallach, all on the outside, four of us deemed not. And Marshall Hook is there.
Yep.
By the way, Marshall Hook has four kids. What the hell? And he doesn't drink. What's he doing?
Just getting away. So doing something to not be around his family?
Like, how? Like, I couldn't go. Like, I'm going to Murray's.
He said it was a work thing.
I think his daughter, his oldest.
Flynn showed up with his kids, and one of his kids is a big Broadway star.
That's a good point.
Oh, he wasn't there. Okay.
I was going to say, Flynn was there, too?
Wow. Yeah. No, Hook. Flynn went.
Flynn was there.
Yeah, Hook lives on the North Shore, and I think his eldest is old enough to babysit the other three.
See, I think that, if it was Bird and Nick, I get it, because they're part of the Loon crew.
Right.
The free food crew?
Yeah, they're part of the Kowloon crew.
Ryan Johnston was there, too?
Yeah, but they took every, bit player at the station and jumped them in there. But then Rich was invited.
Yeah. Joe and I have become friends.
You guys are hanging out?
Not as much hanging out, but we've talked about hanging out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
When? During the show or on the phone?
No, like off the air.
You guys text?
A little bit.
Do you have Joe Murray's number?
Yes.
What do you read some of the texts? Let's go.
Let me see.
All right. Wait, there's no time. We'll get to this later.
Mostly it has to do with
gambling?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. You get that ready, because it's just going to be a dagger driven further into Wallach's and I's hearts.
It is very unfortunate.
I mean, he just popped that up right on Facebook. Like, here's a bunch of us hanging out. Without you, Wallach, Lockhart, and Dan.
All I want to say is just get ready for the 2-6 show. I got an awesome text from Tony Maz, and he's still stuck on the Brady massage parlor thing. Said, further evidence that the caller a little while ago was lying. He said the scene was shot over a year ago, and the cameo, Brady said it was his sixth visit. He didn't have six titles over a year ago. Boom!
Oh, hey now!
I love it, Tony.
No, he said six because it was shot after the Super Bowl.
Because it was shot after, yes. Exactly. Everyone who says, oh, yeah, ago. I mean, getting that?
Rich doesn't think it happened. I'm questioning his sanity.
No, I think that he was told he was coming out of a clinic, and they put the green screen in there to change it to an Asian
spot. Despite what the creator of the show has stated.
I trust Tom Brady over a guy that I've never even heard of before.
Why?
Who won't get back to me.
Why? Like, why?
Because he won't get back to me.
As opposed to your intimate knowledge of Tom Brady.
Now, I know he's a Jets fan. I know that's enough to trust him.
I think we actually got a tweet that said, "What? Leave it to Fred to trust some guy he's never heard over Tom Brady." Why would I know anything about Tom Brady as a person? I've never, like I'm not talking to the guy. I know him, the Greenberg guys. And since Greenberg's an artist, I obviously get with him a lot more.
That's a great point. Someone says Fred calls him by the wrong name all the time and wonder why he doesn't get invited to his party.
Who, Joe Murray?
Yeah.
There's a Jim Murray on the station. I bet you Jim Murray was invited because he's kind of like a quasi-Kowloon crew. He was invited.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting pissed off. We'll talk about this later. But first, Brandon Merriweather, no commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.